You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 329.
Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity with a special focus on helping artists confidently and consistently sell their creations to their ideal collectors online. Intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Enjoy and thank you for listening.
Well, hello there. It's Marisa here with you. And yes, it's a really special day today. And yes, it's been a moment since I've been with you on the podcast, and I want to talk to you about both of those. And I wanted to come back to the podcast with a really jam-packed episode. So I'm going to be sharing with you 20. I tried to narrow it down to 20, but it's going to be 20 plus. Things that I've learned after 20 years in business, which brings me to our celebratory day today. So this episode is going live on March 7th, 2024. And technically, that makes it my 17th year anniversary of making a living, a consistent living with my business, with my art, which now also includes the education side of my business. And all month long, from February 7th to today, I have been celebrating 20 years of Creative Thursday. And I accept it might be confusing. Why are there two different dates? But I think they're important to note. And this is why. Very often we get an idea about starting a business, and we maybe, if you're like me, and this is something I recommend because there's a lot of power in intentions that we set and decisions that we make to move, you know, to sort of put our dream into motion. And for me, that always happens when I buy a domain name. And if you're like, who do you buy domain names from? GoDaddy. I like buying my domain names from GoDaddy. This is not a sponsored podcast, although I wish it was. We'll talk about that in a minute as well. But so I bought my domain name in February of 2004. It is the first time that I put, not only did I buy the domain name, but I published my first live website with my artwork on it. Huge, right? I mean, huge, big, monumental step. And you might say, well, then, you know, why don't you always celebrate February 2004 as your business anniversary? To which I say, because it was so monumental when I actually started making a consistent living that I will never forget that day, which is typically the day I celebrate as the business anniversary. And this year, because it is 20 years of Creative Thursday, I mean, come on, I have to take a moment to just appreciate that and also say thank you. I know you are out there. You've been with me the entire time. You may be brand new to me, wherever you are on the Creative Thursday journey in the Creative Thursday family. I'm honored to have you be a part of the Creative Thursday family. And thank you for supporting me this whole time. And yes, it did start with my friends and family. It did. I always remind you that that counts. But something significant happened in 2007. And the reason I like to make this distinction between the two anniversaries is because I want to share with you, I want to share with you that things take time. Maybe that will be our first one. I knew it would come to me. I have a big, long list of notes that I'm going to be referring to for this episode. Things take time. I say this often, but I feel that it needs repeating we don't grow businesses overnight. And today in particular, you have to not only be aware of and be learning and be, you have to be good at a lot of skills. That's what I'm trying to say. You have to be good at a lot of skills. And it's really important that you, it's so funny. I'm gonna pause for a second and come back because I don't know about you, but right now you might hear people talking in the background. And I might have said that I'm recording a podcast, and perhaps your family members forget that you do this as a business. And so I'm going to pause and be right back. Oh, wait, they might be quiet. All right, I'm gonna continue. This is a real slice of life happening right now. So I like to make this distinction again because things take time. And not only do they take time, but now two things. They can go faster. I'm going to sound like I'm contradicting myself, but stay with me. They can go faster because you have access to mentors like me, podcasts like this, YouTube videos, knowledge everywhere, courses, memberships you can join. So you don't have to learn all the lessons the slow or and or slash hard or struggling way, unless you choose to, but you can go faster, right, with support and implementing what you learn. And then the flip side is that now everyone thinks things, if they aren't happening right away, that they're a failure. And that is not the case because you also have to become good at skills that didn't exist when I started, like video editing, perhaps something that it took me almost 2 hours to create one 40-second reel that I had already shot the video for. Just the editing alone, just making mistakes in the video editor, just a whole flurry of things, picking the music, writing the copy. And this is where we are today, right? It's not just that we make our art and that we build an online business, we build a shop and we get an email list. We have to market. We have to market for ourselves and we have to be creative within video, photography, writing. So important. So this takes a minute to learn, okay? It takes a minute to become good at these skills. It takes a minute to become good at business, even with support. Will it go faster than it used to? I believe that it can, but a lot of that is going to be up to you and how you choose to implement, what season of life you're in that you're able to implement. And I remind you, everyone's at a different stage of this journey and your timing is right for you, okay? So what I'm going to share with you today is not something that you need to do all at once. I'm going to share with you a list in no particular order. Some are going to be combined, but I'm also keeping them a little bit out of order. So I think you'll stay with me because if I start talking about the numbers side of the business, you might tune out and not come back. And this is really important. So in closing, why I have two dates is that was significant for me to actually be making a living doing work I love, to start making a living. And from that point forward, it was consistent. Was it up and down? Absolutely. It wasn't like a consistent straight line going up a hill, up a hill, up a hill, up a hill. In business, things and our revenue goes up and down, but I was able to support myself with my work. And that's a 3-year gap. And in those 3 years, I've shared before, I wasn't solely focused on growing the business. So it might have gone faster, but I wasn't solely focused in that season of life. I couldn't be. I had a lot going on personally. And so it took the time that it took, and that's okay. And I like to honor both. But today, this episode is especially created to celebrate 20 years of being a business owner. And it's interesting because it doesn't feel like a big milestone because I want to be further along than I am. And that's a little bit of a blind spot for me where I don't always take stock of these moments. I end up always wanting to be further along than I am. And so but when I share where I'm at with other business owners, they all take a moment and say, are you celebrating this? Do you know what a big achievement this is? And I thank them for that. And so I am taking a moment to celebrate that for myself. And before I officially dive into my 20 plus things I learned after 20 years as a creative business owner, I just also want to address that, you know, I haven't been here at the podcast for two reasons, and this will also come up in what I'm sharing with you today. One is we had a loss of a very dear friend. We've had other personal family losses. And one thing I've learned about being a business owner, that also we're marketing, right? We're out in the world, we're sharing. And I'm not just here sharing as a marketer. I'm here sharing because I care, because I want to help you. I have a passion for supporting, helping, and sharing things I've figured out with you. That's just something that's in me, right? And I have learned that, I've told you before, I take it very much to heart that I show up in a way that I can best be here for you. And when you're going through grief, and it doesn't have a timeline either, but initially it's makes you feel very tired, obviously impacts a lot of your emotions. And I have taken the energy I do have, and I've given it to my clients, to my students, to my members, to my relationships. It's gone there first before it's gone out into the world. And that is something I don't apologize for. That's something I've learned to take care of myself and to take care of my clients. And it was interesting, and I wanted to address this because somewhere, and I'm sure it's not just one person that feels this way, and I just want to clarify that, you know, this isn't content I owe anybody. This is a gift. It's a gift for me to create this podcast. I jokingly said I wish that this was sponsored. This podcast isn't sponsored. This podcast is something I produce myself, that I hire an editor to help me with, that I spend time thinking about, that my team helps me create videos that we can share on Reels. This is a genuine, you know, creative expression that I love, have always loved since 2006. It feels like the most effective way for me and how I like to share, to be able to communicate with you. And my social media is also a gift. Anything that anyone is sharing with you that is essentially for free is a gift. And I won't go into all of that now, but I feel like we've kind of taken all of what we get today for granted. Okay. And don't do that. There's so much work that goes into this. If you aren't doing this on a regular basis, you have no idea. And to expect people to just, you know, be able to move past life experiences and or create content nonstop for you all the time, you know, I appreciate if you've missed me, and that's really great. And I don't apologize, like I said, for being away. I know how to take care of myself. And I'm showing up to you today from a much better perspective than I would have weeks ago. And I'm also showing up with a level of clarity that felt really important to deliver this podcast to you. And at the end of the day, I also agree and or feel like, you know, as business owner, things get done. I showed up for my clients. I re-recorded Artful Selling. This is something that I also have noted about myself. There's only so much of talking, Marisa, although Sean may disagree. There's only so much talking, Marisa, that is available. The other energy for non-talking Marisa has to go to creativity, has to go to quiet time, has to go to a contemplative, reflective space to generate quote unquote content for you to share that feels meaningful and worth your time listening to. And so with that said, speaking about your time, I want to dive into the lessons that I want to share with you and say thank you for you who've understood my flow and rhythm of work and for trusting me with that and giving me the benefit of the doubt. And thank you for listening to the podcast. And let's get this party started. Let's get this celebration party started. So in no particular order, 20 lessons learned in 20 years of being a creative business owner. And I highlight creative business owner because I actually have been an entrepreneur for 26 years, I think. Yeah, I started a business before Creative Thursday. This is officially 20 years of Creative Thursday. I'm going to experiment with keeping this as concise as possible. Here's something I've learned about myself as well as a mentor and something that I'm working on. And that is I have such a desire to give you everything I know in as concise a package as possible that it actually works in opposition to that. My intention ends up creating too much information for you. So I am working on honoring how I open this podcast when that is things take time. Right? We're going to call that lesson number one. So we're going to dive in. Things take time. And that means it's okay for me to deliver bits of information to you one step at a time. And if you find that you may feel overloaded, this podcast is going to be an exception to that rule because I really want to give myself the space to share these lessons with you. And then I always remember I could take these and break them up, couldn't I? I could. But for now, we're going to jam-pack this as quickly as we can, as effectively as we can, and still honor my desire to want to share so much with you. And by share so much with you, give you a lot of value. Give you a lot of value. Okay. So number one, things take time. It's all right that it does. Have grace and patience with yourself as you build a business. Number two would be making sure I number this correctly so I don't get out of order. Number two would be to have fun crafting a plan. If you're not a planner, you know I relate. And I would tell you it's time to become a planner. You know, these lessons have to do with treating this as a profession, not a hobbyist. And since the requirements to be good at business are at a higher level today, the skill set required is you need to be really good at it in order to compete in the marketplace. This means that we don't have time to tiptoe around decisions to be like hobbyists. It just isn't going to work. So if you want this to be your business, then you're going to want to learn how to start planning for your business. Even if you don't have all the answers, that's okay. That's okay. Clarity will come when you begin to put things in motion, right? So I also say have fun crafting a plan because it requires thought. It requires a lot of thought, but that thought ahead of time is going to save you so much time down the road. And as I've shared with you for the longest time, I did not plan at all. And I wasted a lot of time because of that. So know your revenue goals. And I know it's likely that there could be pushback on that as well. Well, what if I don't know what they are, Marisa? Start somewhere. Start with what you want to make. What kind of living do you want to make? Do you have clarity on that? If you don't know what you want to make or believe that what you want to make is possible for you yet, then look at your needs. What expenses does your current lifestyle include? And that's a great starting place to work backwards, right? Because a business isn't about building something that you can't sustain. And you could say to me, well, Marisa, what if I want to make this, a side income? Sure, but you're still going to want to know numbers for a side income because you're going to want to know how to price your work accordingly. Because let's say your side income starts to grow and you haven't priced yourself so that you can actually grow and get support and maintain the work that you're doing for the price that you're getting, that's not great to back yourself out of. So know your revenue goals, whether you intend to start part-time. And let's just clarify, you can still be a professional mindset, a professional artist, and do this part-time and full-time. It's a difference in how you approach all of this. Are you going to be professional or hobbyist? I vote for professional all the way. Number four, continuing with revenue at this juncture of the list, bookkeeping, so important. And I recommend QuickBooks. That's what I use. If you need help with that, get help with it. But know your numbers and track that data. And I can hear you rolling your eyes in your head now. I can hear the naysayers and I can hear, but I don't like spreadsheets. I'm not good at math. I don't like numbers. I don't care. I don't care. If you don't like any of that, get help right away to help you. I do know plenty of successful business owners where that's not their forte, but they are wise enough to get support. But it's really important for you to know that, at least in the beginning. And a wise mentor of mine says you can't grow what you can't measure. And this is something I learned a bit late in the game. And that means we tell ourselves a lot of stories about what's working and what's not without looking at actual data to back that up. And we can't always trust our interpretations because our interpretations are based off of our emotions. And emotions are a very important part of being human and a guide in their own right, but they are not a guide for your numbers. And a business is built making sales and revenue and profit, which ultimately leads to income for you. Which on a side note, under this bookkeeping category, it's really important to note that revenue and income are not the same thing. And revenue does not automatically equal profit. So revenue is all of the sales that your business brings in all year or all month, all quarter, however you track it, which you want to be tracking it all. And profit is what's the difference between your expenses and the revenue brought in. And then out of that profit comes your income because there's also taxes. And so your income is a small percentage. Well, you hope all of it grows, right? But it's a percentage of your total revenue. And it's a percentage of the profit that is remaining, which brings me to profit first. I think it's Mike Mankiewicz. I apologize if I'm getting that wrong. Highly recommend that book. If you are a current EA member, we're having a certified profit first guest speaker who's coming to talk to us. And there will be a lesson for you if you are a future EA member. I learned this late in the game too, to pay yourself first. So, we tend to pay all of our bills, which is great and important, but if you're not methodically putting money aside, even a very small percentage of that money aside, which starts to develop the habit as you grow, you might find yourself in this hamster wheel loop of making money and spending it all, putting it back in the business, making money, spending it all, putting it back into the business, because the business will always require more investment back into it in order to grow and even to sustain what you've built. So check out that book. It's great on audio and it's also great as a book. So I would recommend having both because Mike reads Profit First himself. It's very good audiobook. Continuing on with finance number six, debt is not an enemy. I am not here to encourage you to take it on if it's not something that feels right for you. But I think there's so much judgment around it and it can really lead to shame. I think I've felt really shameful about growing a business where I had to start at a loss. and then kind of continue to grow my way out of it. But because I've been so good at leveraging it, I've actually been able to make it work for me, which in essence is, you know, what a mortgage is. And in business, sometimes we do take loans, but we want to do that very thoughtfully. I just don't like seeing it as an enemy. And if you are in a position where you're dealing with that, I don't want you to see it as an enemy either. It can help you grow when you learn to leverage it wisely. Most businesses aren't operating solely on a cash basis, and it's actually unwise not to have some kind of credit that you're building because you may need it at some point. And it's just great to have that kind of history and to have options, even if you never use what's available to you. Although if you don't use it, they can close it on you. My first business line, I was so proud to have it. I never used it and they closed it right during the recession of 2008 when I really could have used it in between a couple of months of inconsistent revenue. And so, you know, be thoughtful about it. But I just want to assure you that it does not help to see it from a place of shame or judgment on yourself. We're all doing the best that we can. And, you know, getting guidance in the financial side of your life and business life is so important as well. So I'm not giving tax advice. I'm not giving financial advice. These are lessons, again, I've learned in business. Number 7 is to check in on your plan weekly, monthly, and quarterly. One of the things I'm great at doing now is crafting a plan. One of the things I'm working on is checking in on it, like literally sitting down, looking at it. How are we doing versus where I thought we were going? And then doing that with your numbers as well, to be looking at your what's called your P&L, your profit and loss statement during this time. Number 8, circling back to what I just said, get a mentor and or a coach. And it's one thing to learn from teachers. It's another thing to get a coach that will actually help solidify what you're learning and provide an opportunity for the deeper transformations that lead to lasting breakthroughs. More knowledge isn't always power if we're not implementing, if we're not able to move past some of the subconscious blocks that we all seem to have because we're human and we've all been through a variety of experiences. And now today we refer to a lot of those more challenging experiences as traumas, small T and big traumas. And yes, those moments in our life have an impact on how we move through our life going forward and also how we move through growing a business, because it's been said that starting a business is one of the best personal development courses you can have. And I would couple that with, and if you choose your business as an artist, I would even escalate that. I mean, if you want to learn about yourself and grow personally, start a business as an artist. It's going to access everything. And then add on the education, coaching, mentorship side, we've got all the bases covered. I think it's one of the bravest entrepreneurial ventures that you can do. So shout out to you and your courage if you're doing any or all of those areas of a business. So checking in on your plan. Oh yes, get a mentor, a coach. Get both. And I'm advising you here too, number 9, get support sooner than you think. So the first hire I made was an accountant, not something I want to be trying to do myself, especially in California. We have all kinds of laws unique to us. And I've had the same accountant for 19 years. And next, I also investing getting help from a housekeeper, and she has been with us, I think, 13 years. And these were steps that were transformative for me. Now I have a full-time assistant who works on the team and about 4 or 5 contractors that I work with at any given time who all have expertise in these areas of business that are not my strength. Now, I've talked to you this whole time about having skills that are, that you want to be good at skills, but no one's expecting you, nor should you expect you to have expertise in all of these areas of business. And as soon as you can, begin letting go of the skill sets that are not your strength. I always personally feel it's good to know a little bit about it, unless you have great cash flow happening, and then, you know, hand it off as soon as you can and have them teach you. But mostly we're starting from a certain place in business and building up. And so we do a lot ourselves at the beginning, but just start thinking about how can I get support with this? And just by thinking about it begins to put those wheels in motion instead of using that phrase, I can't afford it. You can't afford not to do it. Number 10, looking at my list here, surround yourself with a community who gets you. I was just asking for feedback as we're evolving the Expansive Artists and growing, and we always want to hear from you and, you know, make our community even better to support you. And it was really lovely to see that one of the favorite parts for so many of you is the community, and the community who gets you. Really important. In this moment, I also want to give a shout out to my Voxer Mastermind group. I have connected with a group of creatives and we leave each other audio messages. It's a really wonderful app that you could use for yourself. You can text and or audio. You can use a free version and, you know, be able to chat through things with people who are in your industry that you trust, where you end up building friendships, so like a peer group. And it's really, really powerful. And I met all of them because I was invested, you know, in a mastermind, and that's made a huge difference for me. So investing in communities that you want to be a part of, and then, you know, within those communities, connecting with groups of people that share similar values and are wanting to support, or similar stages of business and are wanting to support each other in a variety of ways, is, it's just invaluable. And number 11, it's not just a buzz phrase. Consistency is key. Consistency doesn't mean you have to do something every single day, depending upon the season of life that you're in, but it means that whatever you do, do it consistently. And certainly you're going to make way more progress the more often that you are consistent. Number 12, keep learning in business and art and personal development. What I've done is just saturate myself, inundate myself in business and marketing learning for the past 5 years. And I started to open myself up to learning from other artists, techniques, and skills. And oh my gosh, I just feel like I could be a professional learner at this point. I am so inspired all the time. It is a favorite for me. I don't know how I missed this in school. I guess it just wasn't speaking to what I wanted to learn the most. And when you are really excited about what you're learning and who you're learning from, wow, it is so great. And I wish I had done that in business much sooner. Number 13, give people the benefit of the doubt. This means people you in your life, people you collaborate with, your clients, people you are observing online. Let's not be a society that jumps to conclusions without all of the information, that just wants to get on like a cancel culture bandwagon, that wants to assume if they caught someone in a quote unquote mistake that now this is their time to just read them the riot act. Let's not do that. Also, let's just be kind on people's Facebook ads and social posts. And all of this is connected to giving people the benefit of the doubt. It's amazing to me how many opinions people have, knowing absolutely nothing about what they are commenting on, simply because it's releasing a burst of their disgruntled energy into the world. Be thoughtful. And as a business owner, there's no room for that for you. And it's just a really good reminder. It's also just a public service announcement in the way that we're living in this online space. give people the benefit of the doubt. Give your mentors the benefit of the doubt as well. And don't just assume that they're intentionally making mistakes to upset your life. And, you know, mistakes happen because we're human. Number 14, genuine connections matter so much. And that's because we're not meant to do this alone. And, you know, number 15, when you foster those connections in a genuine way, I'm not just talking about sidling up to people who have huge followings or that you think can help you and ignoring people that you think don't. I'm talking about going out in the world and looking to make genuine friendships with people that you want to connect with. And when you do that in your career, the coolest thing happens. You never know when an idea or collaboration with a longtime connection is going to pop. You really never know. It is the most beautiful thing. So it's also about, you know, contributing to those relationships on a consistent basis. And that might be, again, every 6 months or once a year, or it might be daily. It depends on season of life, how connected you are, you know, if you're traveling in the same circles with that person. But I have relationships and friendships with people that go on for 20 years because we all came up in this space together. We all connected early on and we stay in touch. And that's one of the best parts of social media and email marketing and all the things that we have today. Events where we get to see each other. And number 16, the saying that all it takes is 1,000 collectors essentially to have a successful art business is true. It's not all about having exorbitant amounts of followers, because if they aren't actually quality followers, right? Or your email list, or if they are, that's great. Now you got a gangbuster business. It's not that numbers don't matter, but they're not required. They don't have to be huge numbers in order for you to have success. I have amazing collectors that collect a lot of work, and there's a handful of them, and that can really add up. So don't believe that it's not possible for you just because you don't have a huge email list or a huge social media following, and grow to have a strong one, right? That is built off of genuine connection. 17, licensing and or publishing contracts may not cover all your bills. This was what I learned early on with my now somewhat infamous, I guess, blog post about apparently I've made it. I didn't know that having a published book, having a surface design fabric designing contract, and licensing with both my art and greeting cards, I thought that would cover my bills. And it's not that it can't. It absolutely can, but it's going to be a unique set of circumstances that makes that happen. It's going to be that you have a huge loyal following, and so you automatically get to sell a ton right off the bat, and or your style or something that you create, an image, a design, a book, just hits the sweet spot at the right time and just explodes. And so it is 100% possible, but it's not something that you necessarily know how, when it's going to happen, and something that you can count on. And so, you know, having multiple revenue streams is really important part of your business. I realize I didn't include that in here, so let's call it 17 and a half. All successful business owners do have multiple revenue streams. It's just that it's going to take multiple revenue streams to start building the wealth that you want to get yourself off the ground as a business. And there's a fine line there, right? We don't want to have too many revenue streams, too many focuses that water down the ones that have the biggest potential. So there's a lot of finessing that happens there. But hey, if you get those contracts and those collaborations, that's wonderful and something to celebrate, and give them time to grow as well. Number 18, make healing, finding peace, if you prefer to refer to it that way, understanding your brain chemistry a priority. I think that's where I put learning and, you know, keep learning and personal development is really tied to this. When I started to grow as a business owner and grow in business, I started coming up against myself, I call it, my fears, my limiting beliefs, my doubts about myself, my insecurities. And I want to bust through those. I want to transform them. I want to bust through the ceilings I've put in place for myself, to let go of the beliefs that are not mine, that don't serve me, that are not what we're living today, not only for myself, but to be a better mentor for you. And so it goes without saying that that work also ongoing and a high priority for me. Number 19 is learning how you work best. I just shared with you, I took a little bit of a break from the podcast because I needed some personal time. And I also want to show up my best for you. If I don't feel like I can do that in a healthy place, I'm not going to do it. And I've also talked to you about, I have learned that I have more extroverted energy at certain times of the day, certain days of the week, and I have more introverted, maybe more creative, focused energy at other times. I mean, we legit have a left and a right brain. And that's why building a business as an artist does require courage, because we're not just operating in one side of the brain. Well, it's probably not fair to all entrepreneurs because everything requires creativity. So I believe, you know, I believe everyone is creative. So all business owners are creative, but we are also, many of us, selling our art. And that requires just a different brain functioning. And so learning how to navigate, you know, finding harmony between those skill sets, between those sides of your brain. And also, what times of the day do you have the most energy? When can you show up the best for yourself and how you work? Yeah, I mentioned time of day or windows of time in the day. Number 20, there's just a couple more. I know I said it would be 20 plus, and it is, but not too many more. Not everyone's going to like you or your art or your teaching / sharing coaching style, and that's okay. It's okay. But doing this work is going to be something that will challenge you in terms of being okay with that. We are learning more. I haven't mentioned this. You know, we're learning more about ADHD. It seems that in conversations I have with creatives and then female creatives, female entrepreneurs, a lot of us maybe fall into this category. And I just recently learned about rejection syndrome or rejection sensitivity dysphoria, I believe it's called, which can also be a symptom of ADHD. Didn't even know this existed. This came from conversations with peers and people that I'm in a community with. And this explains to me why a lot of artists may really resist putting themselves out there. Because if we're experiencing different elements of how our brains function, and we haven't really discovered what that is for us, especially if you fall on what's called a neurodivergent kind of spectrum, then you may be really hard on yourself. People may not understand you, not just in your personal life, but your team members. And so coming to understand that, and along with, you know, accepting that not everyone's going to like you or your art, this is just what will happen when you put yourself out there. But if you are dealing with any of these areas of, let's just call it heightened sensitivity, and I like to be really thoughtful about using those labels, because, you know, I believe that a lot of us are going through many things and are experiencing a variety of challenges when it comes to growing into the human beings that the planet is asking us to be today, referring to just a different level of awareness and consciousness. And so lots coming to the surface. And to me, I say this with love, but it's not really an excuse. I do feel that some people use it as an excuse. It means that you have to learn how to work with yourself in a different way, because the same skills are still needed to run a business. And so you can honor yourself, you can respect that in yourself and others, but you still have to run a business, and there is finessing there, right? I chose not to put energy towards the podcast, but I'm not going to give energy to my clients. And there could be a time, it's happened rarely, where I might not be able to give energy to my clients, but I've learned how to prioritize where to allocate the energy based on what I'm going through. So again, there's, you know, lots and lots of conversation to have around that. But all of this is to say, it's going to be okay if not everyone likes you, your art, your teaching, sharing style. And within that, I wanted to notate that people will surprise you. And that means, yes, they will surprise you in a good way. And sometimes that's a little bit more rare than surprising you in perhaps a not so pleasant way. You know, when people get challenged, when they get out of their comfort zone, when you set boundaries, because that's the subtext of a lot of what I'm talking about here. I don't actually have boundaries highlighted, so we'll make that 20A. You know, when you set boundaries, people don't always like it. And so when you start to succeed, people don't always like it. And there can be a fair amount of, let's just lovingly refer to it as nastiness, that can be sent your way. And in order to grow, you will build the muscle to handle that with ease and grace. I'm not saying it isn't, it's the easiest thing to do. And you'll learn to recognize that that person is hurting, and they could benefit from listening to this podcast and focusing on their healing. You know, imagine if everyone did that, where we could be as a society. Be pretty incredible. With that said, again, people will surprise you, and it will hurt. And I'm sorry that that happens. But some of it also, just on the healing side, has to do with how we interpret those actions, experiences. So sometimes there is no right or wrong. Both views are correct. I know we tend to not feel that way in society, but I don't see things as black and white. I see a lot more gray than I used to, and that's because I have a lot more awareness, understanding of myself, which therefore gives me more understanding of humanity. Doesn't mean I'm taking people's crap, not doing that, but I also don't get caught up in it like I used to, and that is pretty incredible to me. So the work on having this awareness, healing, all of what I'm sharing with you here is worth it. It's worth it. The benefits are worth it. Number 21 is genuinely give more than you expect to get back. So building connections and relationships and friendships, give, you know, think about it from how can I support versus what can this person do for me? How can I get something from them? You hear it a lot from people in the education space that we remind you. And it's really interesting when people don't contribute to groups, and that can be in a variety of ways. I've openly admitted I'm not the best Facebook community person. I would prefer to Voxer with somebody or attend a call live. Like, you also learn your learning style, right? You'll learn your working style and your learning style. And it's okay. You can approach this in a variety of ways, but to enter into relationships with how can you give? And yes, there are also seasons of life where you may not have anything to give. And it's, you know, we want people to understand those stages as well. Typically, when I go through that, I usually talk to people afterwards because I don't always know what's happening in the process. And I apologize if I haven't been able to be there as a friend because I just didn't feel like I had anything to give. So I do understand if we're not feeling well on any level, or we're going through grief, there's a variety of reasons. And when you can, it's intention. I'm going to make 21A is intention. I should ideally, I could have opened with it because that's what my whole, that's what Creative Thursday is all about. The power of setting an intention. I didn't know I'd have a business called Creative Thursday. I just wanted to be more creative one day a week with my friend. And it was Thursdays and it became a business. It became 20 years. It became this podcast with what I hope will be a lot of wisdom for you. And, you know, it was an intention. So 21A, setting powerful intentions when you enter into communities and relationships and start building those connections, come from a place of giving. Number 22, be a dog with a bone, meaning don't give up. I'll tell you now, if you are someone that runs into tech issues, has people who don't like you, who like to tell you they don't like you, no one responds to your art when you put it out there right away, or sometimes even later down the line. If you give up in any of those areas in this business, it's really not for you. I'm not saying there isn't always a time to walk away, regroup, take a nap, all the things. However, giving up is just, it's a no-go. I realized this in myself when I spent 2.5 hours editing a reel and then trying to set up my Instagram shop on Facebook. And yes, I could get help with this, but there are other things I would like my team member to help. I was in, you know, I was going to do it quickly. And sometimes things just don't happen quickly. And sometimes things are just utterly unintuitive, confusing. And all you needed to do was refresh a screen to get things to work or power down and power back up. But all of that aside, there is, you can't give up. I see it in people when they just walk away. You can't walk away. You're going to have to stick with it. So don't give up. Number 23, making more money in business doesn't solve all the things. I don't think I've reported that to you. I did have my best year in business yet. I crossed a financial goal I've been wanting to cross for probably 15 years. And I'm really proud of that. And I also had expenses that matched it. So now it's getting to a place where, how can I finesse, you know, the belief in myself and growing my revenue and the business growing the revenue, but also simultaneously, how can I hope you're not hearing that because now there's a blender going. Oh my gosh. I wish I was in a recording studio with a flashing light. Anyway, we're going to continue on because hopefully this microphone will cut that out and we're almost at the close. But, you know, making more money isn't always the answer because there's more expenses to making more, like really being thoughtful about how you grow. And certainly making more income is great. I'm talking about more money in the business. And there may, you know, I know when you make more income, it doesn't necessarily solve all your problems either. Money makes things easier. I think we could all agree with that. But it's not just about, you know, hitting those revenue goals. It's really about having this holistic approach, which I hope I've touched on a variety of areas here in growing your business. And number 24, there's nothing better than doing work you love. There's nothing better. There's nothing better. Are you going to love it all the days? No. What did they say? Hell no. No, you're not. And that's okay. Will there be days that you want to give up? There will be days you want to, but you won't because that's not who you are. You don't give up. And you notice that I qualify a lot in what I'm sharing with you. And that's because I've taught and mentored long enough that I can hear the rebuttals. And I also had these myself. And so I'm always going to hear what you're saying in opposition. Yes, you can say no. You can walk away from your business at any time. You can decide that it's not the path for you. You can change your mind at any time. And if you really want it, you won't give up and you'll ignore the days that you want to. You'll reach out to a friend or you'll take a nap or you'll do any countless any countless things like make art to bring yourself back to who you really are and remembering why you do this work to begin with, because selling art that I love to someone who loves it equally is incredible. I never tire of that experience. It is the best. And then offering on the education side, offering a light bulb moment to someone who is ready and willing and open to receive that learning, who actually implements it and then has a transformation or starts growing their business or making more sales in their own art business, to experience that feeling, to have impact in the world. Oh my goodness, there's nothing better. There's nothing better. It is so, so good. And 25 is, it's worth every bit of discomfort and the growing pains that are involved with building a business like that. It's worth every discomfort to have an impact with even one person today. If you're listening and this benefited you, the time involved, the tough lessons, a lot of these lessons I learned the hard way, was worth it. It was worth it because I was able to share it with you. So if you made it all the way to the end, then you will also know that I have a gift for you. We're going to link it up in the show notes. And in celebration of today, there's 20 ways, there's probably going to be 20 plus. Maybe. We'll see. 20 ways to make income from your art. How about that? That will be inspiring. And no shiny squirrel syndrome on me, because we're going to do all those ways all at once. But it is meant to be this reference point for you to think about, oh, here's all the way I can make revenue in my business. How exciting would that be? And it's a little bit of a teaser for something that's coming in April, the end of April. I want you to just mentally save the date. And there's going to be what's called the Shiny Squirrel Summit. It's going to be so good. And it's going to just open your eyes in incredible ways. And it's not just me. If you know anything about summits, it's going to be a variety of speakers that I'm bringing to you. And it's going to be so, it's going to be great. It's going to be another wonderful way to celebrate this 20th year in business. Thank you for listening. Let me know, send me a DM, drop me a note if this episode was helpful for you. Oh, you know, it would be great too. I think I have it in the recording at the end, but leave me a review. It's so helpful. If you want to celebrate with me, that could be the coolest gift, to leave a 5-star review on the podcast. Especially, I think this episode could be really helpful to a lot of people. So if you want, you know, if you want of this list, any specifics on what I've shared with you, let me know. We could make episodes on any one of these topics, and just give me the number and what the topic was. I will keep this list. I'll try to remember where I put A's in there. I think I put 3 in, so it's probably more like 28 lessons learned, and I will happily expand on them for you. Keep me posted on how I can support you. Keep me posted on what your challenges are and where we could help you and or bring guest speakers to the podcast. And that's all. Yay. Yay, Creative Thursday. Thank you for supporting both me and my art business. Thank you for being a student, a member, a listener of the podcast. Thank you for being a friend, a family member who is a friend. I appreciate all of your support all these years. I definitely would not be here without you. Until next time, thanks for listening. I think the blender's still going. I think it's still going. Talk soon.
Creative Thursday is recorded by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com and learn about how I can support you in building and growing your thriving artist business at creativethursdaycourses.com. Be sure to hit subscribe to get the next episode as soon as it drops. And if this episode has inspired you, share it with a friend and fellow creative and leave a positive review so that more listeners can be introduced to the Creative Thursday message and mission to empower artists to know their worth, value their work, and consistently, artfully sell to their ideal collectors online so that they can make more beautiful art, all in support of living a life they love. Coming together as a creative community, we uplift and support one another while encouraging and being an example for more people all over the world to dream big and believe in what is possible for them.